There's a difference between someone who speaks to you in their free time and someone who frees their time to talk to you. It's not that people don't have time. It's just that they have different priorities. And sometimes, you have to understand and accept that you're not a priority. Someone could be your world, but you only pop into their head when that one song plays on the radio that they know you love so much. You could hold so much love inside of you that you just wanna give them away. But you can't. At least, not to that person. You imagine how things would be like if they would just let you in. It may sound cocky, but it's like you're on the outside looking into their life. And you're thinking to yourself, it could be so much better if you would just let me in. You're missing out somebody who would always be there. And I really mean always, like calling me at 2 a.m. when you need somebody to hold you, kind of always. I would drop anything on the spot for the people who mean the most to me. And I don't know if that's my best or my worst quality. It's like I betray myself every time I get up. And I'm there for whoever needs me. Especially when I sit there alone when I need someone. I love to be there for people. I love to help. I love to hold somebody when words just don't do it anymore. I go the extra mile and I don't expect anything in return. Yet sometimes, when I'm alone in my room at night, I wish somebody would do the same for me. People take it for granted so easy. I've parted ways with so many of these people. And when I did that, I did it for myself, because I don't deserve that. I walked away from myself, which is a good thing, but I've done that all my life. It's like I don't even know anything else. I met new people, I enjoy their company, I show them that I do, and eventually, they just leave. I'd be lying if I said that doesn't hurt. I feel like through the years it has made me put on a mask. It's like I automatically try to adapt to every given situation, just so they hopefully stay a little longer. I'm planning every nice move, I'm in my head all the time. And when you're back home alone, and you reflect upon what just happened with them, you start thinking to yourself how you could have done things differently, better than what the actual fuck. You're supposed to be just be yourself. But here I am asking myself, who even am I? When all I have been doing so far is pretend to be someone I'm not. Like you've been acting all your life. And all of a sudden, the director screams cut. Who am I when I'm not acting? Taking that mask off is like how I imagine colorblind people to see color for the first time. It's scary but beautiful. You don't really know what to expect, like a world you don't know, but you feel such a sense of freedom. Like a mountain falling off your shoulders. And if you don't know who you are, go figure that out. As you go, you catch a momentum. Things will get easier, and you'll attract people into your life who didn't even realize that they needed somebody just like you. You know these people, you just instantly feel get around. Like they have this vibe about them. And I feel like those are people who are truly themselves. No mask. You can even see their soul. Be that. Don't take life so serious. and just enjoy the experience. I feel like when you really are the one with yourself, others can feel that. And it makes you a type of beautiful that money can't buy. And no matter how long you practice, what you're going to say next in the mirror, you can be. You can only be it when you are you.